It's all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. I'd like to challenge this idea with our story, The Lord Will Provide. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I'm Angela Lomakang.
And I'm John Lomakang. We were living in Illinois Conference, or living in the state of Illinois in the United States, and the year was 2005. Yeah. And I was invited to join with Pastor Doug Batchelor at the General Conference there in Silver Springs, Maryland, for a series of evangelistic meetings. And I went, and when I was there, the very first night when the meetings opened, my wife and I keep in touch with each other.
I was home.
And she was home in Illinois, and I was there in Silver Springs, Maryland. And as I opened the program, welcoming the video, the viewing audience, I said, welcome to the program. And at the very end, a lady walked up to me. Remember what her name was, honey?
Faith.
And remember that name, Faith. And she said to me, when you introduced the program, the Lord said to me, you see that young man? He's my servant. I want you to bless him. So she invited me to come to her office the very next day. And I informed my wife right away. I said, honey, this lady that invited me to come to her office, I don't know what this is about. And do you remember what her origin was, where she was
from? She was Jamaican, like my family is. So we had a connection there, didn't we?
We sure did. And she said, the Lord told me to bless you. And so I went to her office, and she was asking questions about
our— She's a wealthy lady.
She worked. She had a lot of homes. She worked with political leaders in the Washington and Washington, Virginia area. And she told me about her resume. Very well-established lady. And she kept asking me, she says, now, do you have any needs? Now, we're from New York. I mean, I'm from New York originally. My wife is from London.
Derby, England.
Derby, England. But when people ask, do you have any needs, especially a person we don't know, I'm kind of leery about that. So I said, no, we're doing fine. And then she kept plugging away. She said, what about vehicles? Do you have any vehicle? I said, well, we have one vehicle, and that's sufficient. She said, well, come back tomorrow. I'll give you a call. So I called my wife, and I said, this lady is asking about you. Remember that phone call?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you called me and told me about the lady asking you questions and all that, and I was like, okay, just go ahead. We always talk to each other when anyone's involved. We always get involved and discuss it. And when we talked about this, I said, go ahead, didn't I?
And see what
just
this is.
Just go ahead, see what she has to say.
So the very next day, the lady called me, and she says, meet me at the Nissan, or Nissan, as you might see here in Australia, meet me at the Nissan car dealership. And I thought, well, that's unusual. So I called my wife right away. I said, honey, she told me to meet her at the car dealership. When I got there, she said, I met the salesperson. She wasn't there yet. And he said, there are two vehicles. Pick one of them. Well, I called my wife right away. I said, Angie, you wouldn't believe this. There are two vehicles. This lady told me to pick one. And one of those vehicles was what we talked about a few weeks earlier. We'll leave that hook at the very end. Remember that?
Yeah, I wish you had talked about that first. But
yeah, you kind of mentioned that.
You want me to talk about that?
Yeah, talk about that.
Okay.
Sunday.
All right. Several weeks back, because we didn't have a car, we were in an accident. And we had a SUV, and we had a rollover and everything. So that was a miracle in and of itself that we made it through that accident. And so here we are with one vehicle. The weather is snowy, icy in the winter, and we did not have an SUV. So I said, honey, it was a Sunday. Mm-hmm. Car dealerships in Illinois do not open on Sunday. So we went to the car dealership on Sunday, and we saw a Nissan, as you say. Mm-hmm. So Armada is called. And silver, gray one, very nice.
Large.
And I said, honey, let's pray over this vehicle. This is what we want. So I said, you put your hand on my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And we did put our hand on each other.
Remember your prayer? I prayed.
General Conference was getting ready to come in 2005. I said, Lord, we need this vehicle. Please provide it for us before the General Conference of 2005. In Jesus' name, amen.
And we kind of forgot about it.
We prayed that prayer prior to you going.
So here I am a little less than 3 weeks later, standing at the Nissan dealer, and my wife said, which vehicles are there to pick from?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't believe it. One of those was the very vehicle my wife encouraged us to pray over.
Yeah.
She said, pick that one. But now I was still, I mean, how does a vehicle just show up in our lives from a person we do not know? And the exact one we prayed about.
Yeah.
And the timing was perfect. The GC session was still ahead of us. So I said, okay, let me just see what this is all about. And I told my wife, I'll call you back. So the lady and her secretary arrived, and they went into the office with the car dealer, salesperson. And I was sitting out there thinking, Lord, what is this all about? What is this really all about? About a half an hour later, the door opened, and they motioned for me to come into the office. And she reached out and kind of like giving my glass, she said, here are the keys. She said, the Lord told me to give this to you. She says, and you don't owe me anything. I'll take care of the insurance, the registration, anything that needs to be fixed, I'll pay for it. And she said, just use this to do the Lord's work. Was I excited? I called my wife right away. Do you remember that phone call at all?
Yeah. You truly were excited. You said, Angie, guess what? I said, what? You told me what happened. You got the car, everything you just mentioned,
mm-hmm.
You got the car. And I said, no way. I'm so excited. Praise God. We got what? And of course, I'm thinking, what? Is there strings attached? No. There's no strings attached. This SUV, four-wheel drive, hefty vehicle is yours. I said, thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Now, did we remember our prayer?
Now, here's the key. This is an amazing part. You know, Philippians 4:19 says, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. I want to go back to the lady's name because she said to me, if I never see you again, because my wife arrived.
Yes.
I went to the airport and I drove up humbly and proudly and excitedly to pick her up.
And what did we do? We had prayer.
Right at the airport, prayed inside
we
that vehicle.
Thank the Lord.
Dedicated that to the Lord.
Yes.
And she said these words, if I never see you again, you don't owe me anything. The Lord told me to give this to you. Well, sadly enough, about a few months later, she passed away.
Yeah.
But remind them of her name again.
Faith. Never forgot that. What does the Bible say about faith?
That's right. Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
The evidence
of things not seen. Hebrews 11, verse 1. So friends, you might be at that intersection where you're wondering whether or not God could supply your needs.
Yes.
I tell you, put them before the Lord. Think big, pray big. I mean, when my wife told me to pray with her hands on that vehicle there in Illinois, I thought, this is a really nice gesture, but my faith was not as great as hers. Yet less than 3 weeks later, we were driving home from the General Conference back home to Illinois in a brand new 2005 Nissan Armada, 305 horsepower, all the bells and whistles.
Everything there.
Did God provide?
Yes.
He did. So friends,
my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. And he supplied our needs, didn't he, honey?
He sure does. He
Trust
sure did.
Him. Put him to the test. Right?
So here it is.
Yes.
The Lord will provide. Today, if your faith is waning, the Lord will provide.
Amen.
Trust and pray big. Think big. Put God to the test. And you'll never be disappointed because he says, I can do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. This is Pastor John Loma Kang.
And I'm Angela Loma Kang.
And here's the key.
Yes.
God will provide.
Amen.